Hachette Audio presents The Outlaw Album, written by Daniel Woodrell, read by Leslie Belair and Brian Troxell.
The Echo of Neighborly Bones. Once Beauchelle finally killed his neighbor, he couldn't seem to quit killing him. He killed him again whenever he felt unloved or blue or simply had empty hours facing him. The first time he killed the man, Jefferson, an opinionated foreigner from Minnesota, he kept a simple Ozark tradition and used a squirrel rifle, bullet to the heart, classic and effective. Though there were spasms of the limbs and even a lunge of big old Jefferson's body that seemed like he was about to take a step, flee, but he died in stride and collapsed against a fence post. Beauchelle took the body to the woods on his deer scooter and piled heavy rocks on the man, trying to keep nature back from the flesh, the parts of nature that have teeth or beaks. For most of a week, Beauchelle was content with killing his neighbor just once. Then came a wet, spattering Sunday. The dish went out and he couldn't see the ball game on TV, so he snuck away to the pile and cleared the rocks from the head and chest. Jefferson had died with a sort of sneer on his face, thick lips crooked to the side, his dead eyes yet looking down his nose in calm contempt. That look and Jefferson's frequent sharp comments had, months ago, prompted Beauchelle to put a sticker on his truck bumper that read, "I don't give a damn how you did it up north." Even dead, the man goaded a fella. The falling wet slicked his hair back from his greening face, and his lips seemed to move.